Notes from Greenelsh, number 176. Expect better. In a few days, my daughter flies into town to visit for a few weeks during her winter break from college. I look forward to our family being together during Christmas. What are you looking forward to at Christmas? This season leading up to Christmas is known as Advent, which means arrival or coming. During Advent, you can thank God for the coming of Jesus, who makes knowing God possible, and for the promised return of Jesus to complete his salvation work. 2,000 years ago, the people of Israel looked forward to the promised Savior and King who would come and deliver them from Roman oppression. That took place, but in a different and much better way than they expected. Many people expected a physical overthrow of Rome by a mighty military leader. But God sent his Son, Jesus, to become a man and save not just Israel, but the whole world by rescuing their souls. Jesus didn't conquer Rome directly. Instead, he addressed the root of humankind's lethal problem, our self-centered rebellion against God. He brought deliverance from the inside out by defeating the power of sin, death, and Satan, so that anyone who trusts and obeys him can be forgiven and overcome them to experience new, abundant, and everlasting life with God. Just like the Jews in first century Israel, God has much more for you than the challenges you face, or even the attractive opportunities people in this world might offer. Don't settle for less. Accept God's best for you. Jesus' followers learned this. They grew to realize that neither the provision of their livelihoods nor the suffering of persecution compared to the surpassing joy of being with Jesus. However, it took time and God's help to develop this kind of faith. A prime example of this is the contrast between when they gathered after Jesus' death and when they gathered after his resurrection and ascension. After Jesus was unjustly arrested and crucified, his disciples gathered together behind locked doors, fearing for their lives and expecting the worst. To them, it seemed like the deliverance and the future they had hoped for had died on the cross with Jesus, God the Son, who could work miracles but couldn't save himself. They were crushed, disillusioned, confused, afraid, and unsure of what's next. 5 weeks later, things were completely different when they gathered behind closed doors again. Instead of expecting the worst, they expected better. Jesus had resurrected, making all the difference in the world. He was alive, and now they understood his mission and theirs. They waited expectantly for the Holy Spirit, who would counsel, guide, correct, and empower them to carry out the mission Jesus passed on to them, which was to teach others to follow him until he returns. With the presence of the Holy Spirit in them, they experienced the better life God had for them, even though at times it involves suffering and even dying for their faith. Today, some people are like the disciples right after Jesus' death. They're just looking to survive, having lost hope that this world will get any better. Some people are like Rome, expecting life and fulfillment from their wealth, strength, ability, and power, yet missing Jesus, the only real source of fulfillment. Some people are like Israel, still hoping their Savior will come, but not believing and accepting that He already has. Some people are like the criminal on the cross next to Jesus. They could reach out to Him, but instead, whether from hurt or malice, they bitterly mock His love, His righteousness, and His power, instead of surrendering to His grace. Jesus understands these sentiments, but He is calling you to a better response. He wants you to be like His disciples after He resurrected from the dead. His presence with them transformed their fear to courage, their confusion to clarity, their mourning to praise, their despair to hope, and their frailty to action. Likewise, He wants you to be with Him, to be like Him, and to do what He does. Recognize and receive Jesus. His presence is what makes everything better. Don't accept that your life and this world are as good as they are going to get, or that they are falling apart and nothing can be done. Neither is true. Both outlooks are deceptions from the devil, who desires to paralyze or destroy you. Even though it might not seem like things are improving, with Jesus, you can expect better and work toward that. God is always at work saving. We just haven't seen all the fruit from His labor yet. Do what He shows you to do. Then He will reveal your next step. If needed, be content to wait, like the disciples did before Jesus sent His Holy Spirit. They expected better by waiting for what was promised. God uses waiting to mature our character, reteach us lessons, give us a chance to practice what we've learned, and to prepare us for what He has next. Allow Him to change you to become like Jesus and to teach others to do the same. Along the way, you will face opposition because Jesus' way is not the world's way. But don't be discouraged. Expect better. When you experience difficulty, ask God to sustain you and to teach you as He delivers you through it. Don't resolve to just be delivered from it. As you follow Jesus in helping to save others, don't focus on your opponents. Focus on those who respond, both for their benefit and for God's glory. That's what Jesus did. He didn't endeavor to overthrow Rome, who oppressed Israel. He didn't strategize to undermine the wicked religious rulers who plotted to kill Him. He focused on eliminating what kept people from drawing close to God. His first coming looked like an utter failure as He hung on the cross in defeat. However, with God, things aren't always as they seem. No one overpowered Jesus and put Him on the cross. Jesus humbly chose the way of the cross, took on the sin of the world, and scorned its shame, joyfully knowing it would lead to glory for God and everlasting life for anyone who believes in Him. He expected better. What looked like defeat was actually an incomparable victory. Jesus knew His death was not the end, but the beginning. He rose again to bring new life to anyone who believes. Although His enemies were defeated at the cross, they are temporarily still at large, as God mercifully gives people time to repent. However, soon Jesus is coming back to consummate His kingdom. He will reward believers, judge unbelievers, and complete the victory He secured at the cross by finally eliminating evil, death, and Satan. This Advent season, rejoice that Jesus has come already to save you, and he is coming again to make everything right and good. Share this joy and truth with those around you. By God's grace, live each day with Jesus, expecting better and working toward that.